Okay, so we are discussing over here a little bit of the history of Kabbalah, and more particularly about the famous Mikubalim, which were not only Lomde Kabbalah, but rather had a very big yad in the development of the Kabbalah that we have today, and especially in Eretz Yisrael. So again, starting from the Rishonim, you had already. We had already from I don't want to start earlier than the Rishonim because we don't have many details. We just know that a Kabbalah was a normal state of mind. But rather, what the Arizal starts out by telling us by the Rishonim and the Ravid, and there were many Ravids that there was at that time. The Ravid, which was the Bala Saga of the Rambam, even at that time already, that he says many times that. Shorei Ruach of Beit HaMidrash, that he says a few times, Meravas does that he had Ruach HaKodesh, him and his Talmidim, the Ravid Saginaw, there's also a Ravid which was called the Ravid the Saginaw, that he was blind, and he was known to know all the Kabbalah, and he was able to, obviously he wasn't able to see you, but to recognize who you were, and be able to tell everything about you. Great reading of Kabbalah. The times of the Bali Tosfot, and obviously Rashi and all these people were hidden people, but also known. And we can see from the writings of Rashi that he quotes the Sefer Yetzirah and other Kabbalistic writings, the Behir, and so on and so forth, that they were very, very well versed in all the Kabbalah. Again, this is way, way before the times of Arizal, so the Kabbalah is well known, and also the Rabbi Zriel ben Gonada. We have writings of here with the Kabbalah. We have the Ramban, obviously, a Kabbalah. And this is straight out from the Hakdama in the Etz Chaim. How the Arizal said there is a tradition in Kabbalah from Ish Mipi Ish, from Moshe Rabbeinu, which has never stopped, and we have that direct tradition. But one has to be very careful to continue the tradition and not. Go off and learn other books that are not in that tradition. And the ones that we know is, for example, Rav Yosef Gitalia, which is, again, one of the Rishonim. He wrote a sefer, a very famous sefer called Sha'arei Ora. I don't know if you ever heard about Sha'arei Ora. It's a very, very famous sefer. It speaks about the basics in Kabbalah, very, very deep. Kabbalah. He was a Talmid actually of Rav Avram Abulafia, another Rishon. He was, I wouldn't say Bal Plukt of the Rashba. Rashba is known, obviously, the big Talmudist, wrote all the Shas, and he was in that time in some of the Rishonim, and he did not get along with the Rashba. Rashba at Kedekach through Maritan did not understand what the Rav Abulafia. Was going on about the Kabbalah and so on and so forth. The Rashba actually quoted a phrase which is well quoted nowadays, is that we have Hashem Echad and the Kabbalists have 10 Hashems, you know, and because they so much, the Mekubalim speak so much about the 10 spheres that it looks like, Chas V'Shalom, like the Goyim have their 3. The Mekubalim have 10. That's where the Ravid, the Rashba, spoke to the Avram Abulafia. Avram Abulafia himself, I don't know whether to call him a Navi, but he writes in his writing, Dvarim Niflaim Ad Me'od. He has many, many books that he wrote, Chai Olam, and many, many, many books. He actually writes a tshuva back to the Rashba. I think it's called Chai Yehuda, a long, long tshuva explaining what is Kabbalah exactly, and nothing to be taking an offensive about, and trying to explain to him in a way to make shalom between them. But he writes to them in his volume about the 72 letters, the 72 names of Hashem, and spiraling diagrams, and so it's a very, very deep. He also explains about his spiritual encounters with different entities. Very interesting, very interesting. Very difficult. Any mahalach in Kabbalah? He's very much into the practical tzirufim of the oisios and getting Ruach HaKodesh and so on and so forth, which is again something we don't really practice. But I know people in Eretz Yisrael actually do these type of things. Okay, now, besides that, we're going to discuss also Rabbi Yehuda al-Butini. Also a very practical, he was the early in Shnat Reish Samech Tes, in times of Yerushalayim, when Yerushalayim was just still Palestine at that time. One of the early Rabbonim, or Shivas over there, he was a very famous sefer, a very small chibur called Sulam Eliyah, also very, also on the lines of the, what's called the Tzilu for Osiyot, Chochmat Tzilu, also very practical, not practical terms that we can use, but on the more practical Kabbalah, as opposed to the theory of Kabbalah. About manipulating various letters and gematrias and how to get Ruach HaKodesh and meditations. They were very much into that. Again, very, very, he doesn't actually quote Avram Abulafia, but very much seems to be in his Shita as well. And for that, I can also quote the Shaar Kedusha of Chaim Vital, which also talked a lot about this inner of a Tzir of Oisius, and it goes very much into detail, especially in the new editions, which come out of Chelik Dalit, which was hidden from us for many, 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 many years, which was just recently, the past few years, recently published. And there he quotes a lot this inyan. Again, I don't know why, but does not mention the name of Avram Abulafia, which is unusual, but it definitely, that is a style distinctive of the style of Ravam Abulafia, which I think the system comes from. Okay, and after that, again, you have Rav Moshe Cordovero, the Ramak. He wrote many, many Svarim. He actually was a Talmid of the Beis Yosef, and also of Rabbi Shlomo Alkabatz. He wrote a Sforim called the Or Yakar on the Zohar. He wrote a Sefer called Pardes, which you have to get. It's a Malakit, all the Rishonim, all the Kabbalah before his time. I'm talking, this is way before the Arizal. This is in the Rish Pei Beis in Toshin Lamed. Sefer Ilima, Sefer Or Nara. These are very, very famous, famous Sforim on the Zohar. Tamidav of the Reshit Chochma. Rabbi Avram Galanti that we spoke about, he's a Talmid with his, and so on and so forth. Okay, then you have also, after that, obviously, after who took over that we spoke about last time is the Ariza. Ariza came around Reish Tzadi Dalet to Shin Lamed Beis, then lived very long, 38 years maybe. And then after all, the same Tekuva, basically, obviously, we know there's Rav Yosef Karo. The Maram Bet Yosef doesn't need any introduction, wrote the Shulchan Aruch, the Kesef Mishnah, and also he wrote on the tour. Rabbi Shlomo Alkabetz also wrote many, many Sfarim. I'm just trying to give you a timeline. He wrote the Piyut of Lechadodi, it's famous. And you had also Rabbi Eliyahu D. Vidash, which is a very same famous sefer, Baal Mechaber of the Reshit Chochma, very Kabbalistic, very, but more of a posture, very on the lines of Machshava, Musa.
So, Rabbi, if we say that Rav Yosef Karo offered Magid
Mishorim, yeah.
Don't you see he also has a Chelek, the Chochma, the Kabbalah?
Well, that's not necessarily. I mean, it's known that Rav Yosef Karo always wanted to go and learn by the Arizal. They lived in the same city of Tzfas, and he often wanted to go, and Arizal always tried to discourage him, and finally let him into his shul. And it's written that he used to fall asleep in the shul. So Rav Yosef Karo went up to Reza and I said, what's the pshat in this? Why? I don't know. I stay up for hours. I don't sleep at all. Whenever I come to Yeshua, boom, I go to sleep. What's pshat? He goes, this is not your chelik in Torah. Very simple. This is not something you need to tuck in your neshama. It's not something you need, per se. He didn't tell him whether he had already mitakin that chelik of his neshama or not, but rather, he said, this is not for you. Very simple. Dugri. As Mimela, I wouldn't say particularly that he did not know Kabbalah or he didn't have a chelik Kabbalah, but that's not what we know here. What we know rather that his chelik was in Nigla and his tafkid was to Mesada the Shulchan Aruch. Now you're right, in the Chanam in Shavuos, when he was doing learning Mishnayos with his Chabur, he had a Magi that come to him and spoke through his throat. And he wrote a whole sefer called Magid Misharim and the Chanami. But that is not Kabbalah. That's just he was zochet to a Magid that comes to him and tells him things. Nothing with the actual limud and learning the system of Kabbalah. It's two different things. Now, besides that, you have Rav Chaim Vital, obviously the Talmud of Rav Chaim of the Rizal, who is the Talmud Muvok of the Rizal. Rizal obviously, you know, is famous to have known to say that Rizal said to this Talmud that I only came to on earth just to teach you, and your job is to mispash all this limud to the whole world. Until this will, and this will usher in the Mashiach with this limud. Now he wrote many different editions of his learnings of the Arizal, as we'll learn later on. Very, very important to understand the tradition and the different editions that came out from this special kviyas that the Rav Chaim Vital had personally with Arizal. Besides that, you had a Talmid of the Arizal, which we spoke about last time, Rav Gedalia Levi. He wrote a few drushim in the Etz Chaim, which is unusual because the Rav Chaim Vital usually was told with specific instruction of the Arizal that nothing of the Talmidim, the Arizal not only had one Talmid, he had Rav Chaim Vital, he had many other Talmidim that come to the Shir. And one of them was Rav Gedalia Levi. Now, the Arizal told Rav Chaim Vital not to write down anything that he did not hear from him personally. He's very strict on that because Arizal knew that the other time he did not understand the Arizal as well as Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital understood him very, very clearly. And therefore, because the Arizal did not want any mistakes to be imparted in the tradition of this dissemination of the Kabbalah, he told the Rav Chaim Vital, do not include any writings of the other Talmidim. Nevertheless, we still find in Etz Chaim that Rav Chaim Vital did put Rav Gedalia Levi's Dushim in there, which is very interesting, meaning that Rav Gedalia Levi did understand the Arizal very well. Okay, we'll put that on the side. Rabbi Menachem Azaria, which is Rav Menachem Mipano, which is called, which is the Ramah. The Pano, very, very famous, also a Talmid of the Ramak and of the Arizal, which was one of the old Talmidim. He wrote many Svarim, very famous. Avraham Al-Azulai, we spoke last time of the whole story of how he digged up the writings of Rav Chaim Vital. He himself wrote many Pirushim on Kabbalah, on the Zohar, Chesed Avraham, famous, or Chama on the Zohar, Knaf Hanani, Maaseh Choshev, and other famous works. Again, the great grandfather of Rav the Chida. Yet another great Talmid of the Rav Chaim Vital is Rav Chaim HaKohen. All right, he wrote the sefer called Mekor Chaim. Also, these people didn't only write on Kabbalah; they also wrote on Shas. You know, on Shas and Poskim. You had Guinness of Voradim. He wrote, for example, on Halacha, the Rav Chaim Cohen, on different parts of Shas and Shulchan Aruch. They were great Talmid Chachamim. Besides that, you have Rav Chaim Pantzeri. Also, you'll find his Hagos in Tzashem when you get there to the in the Etz Chaim. You'll find the Hagos of Rav Chaim Pantzeri. And again wrote not only on this, but wrote on other editions of Shas as well. And a very famous personality, and had a very big yad in the development of what we call the Kitva Arizal, is Rav Meir Papirish, which in short we'll call him by the Ramaf of Meir Papirish. He was a Talmid of Rav Yaakov Tzemach. Now he put together this enormous, monumental edition, which is called the Etz Chaim. It's called the Derech Etz Chaim. He also collected the writings of the Arizal and published what's called the Pri Etz Chaim. the Nofetz Chaim. It went through various different editions, different names. He also wrote the old Zeruah on the Etz Chaim, or Rav on the Zohar Kodesh, or Tzadikim, or Avukam, or other Sfarim. We can find all that information in the Chidah, in the Shema Gedolim, under his name, more editions, more of what he wrote. A great contributor to what we have today, the writings of the Rizam. Again, Rav Yaakov Tzemach, which was again working together with Rav Azulai, Avon Zulai, to get the writings, the original writings of the Rav Chaim Vital. And he himself published many, many Svarim, of which came out of the, all that, came, which is called Kilas Yaakov, Olas Tamid, Adam Yasha, Otzot Chaim, Zohar Rakia, Mavor Sharim. These are all famous, famous writings directly from Rav Chaim Vital, which Rav Yaakov Tzemach actually put his own information. He added other agals and so on and so forth into that in order to make it, you know, to ask questions and to verify and to analyze and to come out with maskanas, clear maskanas in the Arizal. Okay, and also he wrote on a pirush called Zer Zav on the Shulchan Aruch. Like I said, these weren't just people dedicated Kabbalah and nothing else. Rather, they were gedolim in Torah, in Nigla, and in Shas and Poskim as well. Okay, so we'll stop here for now. We'll continue next time.